recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritut, brought to you this Chol HaMoed Pesach, Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Chaf Beit, and we are holding on the third line from the top. So we closed yesterday with Rav Sheshet's statement that human blood is mutter entirely, and there's not even a mitzvah of prisha on human blood, and we said that we're talking about over there in a case where the blood was vein shinav, it wasn't poresh, into a cup where there's an iser into or onto a kikar, where there's also at least we avoid it, maybe different levels. It's a question of how to understand the Rashi, but in any event, this leads to a fascinating question, which is, since we have a klal that hayotzei min hatameh tameh, if you're telling me that human blood is kosher, and that would be for vampires, even lechatchila, then that would mean that for cannibals, human flesh must be kosher. Because otherwise, why would there be a heter to eat the dark? Based on that, the Ramban concludes that indeed, Ramban concludes that there's no iser in cannibalism, even lechatchila. Of course, the person that you took the salami from would have to be alive, because otherwise a mate is a surban. Ah, for a different reason. Okay. But anyway, live cannibalism. So, yes, so that is not only in terms of the sugi of yesterday, question of bachshava and so on, but it's really la halacha that this would be mutter. The Rambam tainas that it's usher because ze, well, it says it's an isra se. It doesn't really define precisely what the isra se is. Let's understand the Zelacha HaTahor, we're going to see today, but no the other sugyas. There's an interesting Malbim who says that the Mitzvah Asay is the Mitzvah that was given to Adam HaRishon. So Adam HaRishon is told that you have Kol Zeraz and so on, I'm giving you Lo'achla. We never find that he was given human flesh to eat, so that remains in Isra Asay. It's a chap, but the question on the Rambam Shita is why in the world we wouldn't apply the general din of Hayotzei Min HaTameh. Tameh, how come the Chalav, as we're going to see, is going to be mutter, dam is mutter, what would be the heter? Okay, a lot of discussion about why we don't say, I mean, the pashtus is that it's not called Tameh. It's something that is over, and then I say to eat this and not that, it can't be called Tameh. It's not a Yotzei Min HaTameh. It's just that since they are said to eat this, which is mashmaut, don't eat that. So maybe you can't eat it, but you can't call it Tameh. So the klal would not apply to an isur aseh. That would be the Pashas one, instead of the Rambam. Okay. In any event, today, we find out that some learned that Rav Sheshet wasn't talking about ein bo even mitzvah prosh on blood. He was referring to milk. Yochol chalav v'al chishtayim, yeochlo verbalav. You might think that someone who drinks human milk would be orvan alav. And if a chorat tzadid, it's kavachomer. If a behemah tmeah, we're over there, a behemah tmeah, when it's alive, cannot be metameyu in any way. Right? By definition, nothing is tame when it's alive, except for a human. So even though he kalta b'maga'ah, hichmarta b'chelva, we learn out from that extra gamal, that we're marba the chalav of an animal that's tame, to be osur to eat. So kol shekein an adam, where mahalkeshtayim shech marta b'magan, over there a human can be metamiyu when it's alive. Nida zava enodin shetachmir b'chelbar. So kol shekein, you should have to avoid human milk. Talmud lomar, therefore we learn v'zelachem hatamei b'asheret asheret el haaretz, which is the simple lashon that we have of the pasuk, which doesn't really seem to make much sense, that should be the pasuk that we bring. And indeed the shita does not use that pasuk, and he learns it out from tamei hu, not v'zelek and hatamei. He cuts out zelek and hatamei. Obviously, when he does this, it's not his own guesses. He has others for him. So this teaches me who are not Mahalke Shtayim.
The fact that...
Now, yeah.
That the
Ein
Kol
Mahalke
Shtayim we're mammals and human babies.
So we're going to get to that. We'll discuss it. Here we'll discuss it. See, you might think that that stuff can milk, because milk, indeed, there are plenty of mammals whose milk is kosher. So this coming to tell me that human milk is kosher. But blood, which is shaveh b'chol, all mammal blood is awesome. Even kosher animals' blood is awesome. So you might think, in that case, a human mammal's blood is also awesome. So that would be enough to aser the dam. Talmud Lomar, therefore, we have to know that even that is not true. And that, here too, we take off the zelak and hatameh across it, and we use the other pasuk. And Rav Sheshes, referring over here to the Chalav, comes to say you should know that afil mitzvat rosh inbo, there's not even a chumrah not to drink human milk. Now, there's a little bit of a problem, because the Gemara elsewhere brings a braita that says that human milk, the child can drink it up until they're 24 months. But mikan ve'elech, it's as if you're drinking from a sheretz.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so, I wonder what Lamechi would say about that.
Exactly. I know what my daughter would say about that. She nurses them until they're 4 or 5. There's a story in A Tree Grows in Brooklyn where she couldn't get... Do you remember that story? It's adorable. There's no way to get the kid to stop nursing. The kid's already 4.5 years old. She finally decides to paint this frightening face in which the nipple is a gaping mouth. That was it. The guy ran away and never came back. But anyway, so there the Gemara is a machalik between the case where you're nursing from the mother. So over there, it's too much like the animal itself and drinking from a cup. But there's a question of whether, indeed, this heter is only 24 months. In other words, human milk that's meant for babies, there's others who learn that way. The human milk that's meant for babies, adults can have. But since the period of nursing, according to that bright, is 24 months, so after that, adults can't have it.
We're from Yitzchak.
Yeah, there's a lot of places where it's sure, but yeah, Yitzchak is the one that's first in the sky. In any event, I mean, we learned that from hormones, but you can't. But that's the dam ne'akar v'naseh chalav, is 24 months. When it's the end of bleeding, that's the assumption that nidus resumes when blood supply ends. In any event, halacha l'maisa, we're not allowed to drink human milk from the breast, but are allowed to drink it from a cup. Fine. Omer b'zera, Omer Rav, we said in the Mishnah, sorry, the last thing we had, next to the last thing in the Mishnah, is the list of various organs. We said halev, so we included...
Did we skip?
No.
We didn't start from Tanata.
I went back. Tanata. Halev koro umotzi adam. So you have to rip open the heart in order to get blood out of the chambers of the heart. We're going to see is what it's referring to. Lo koro, but if you didn't tear open the heart, you would not be over on the dam. Omer Abzel Marav, now this is only true about a lave of an oath, because since it has such a small heart, it doesn't contain a kezayat of dam. But the lave of a behemoth, if you don't tear it open, so there yeshbo kezayat, it would actually be osur, and you'd be chayav karet. What? Meitvei. Didn't it say the first that there is no karet on dam alev? Dam atchol, dam alev, dam akloyot, the spleen, the heart, the kidneys. Or dame varim, blood found in muscle. Hare elu belotase. It's a lav, it's not correct. Dam al kishtayim, dam shkatzim v'rimashim, is asur ben chayavin Allah. Answers the Gemara, no, that's referring to kikatani, in chayavin Allah. That's referring to the blood in the heart muscle. Aldam Delay. Now we're talking about, when Rav is talking about being chayav, that's referring to dam that is atile mi alma, that comes from the rest of the body. That would be dam nefesh. What do you mean dam delay? If it's dam delay, why isn't that just blood in the organs? It says dam evarim. I mean, if muscle blood is also, organ blood is also, that's a given. No. Come on, man. It's not Haimadam Evarim, but according to you, what are you going to do about the spleen? What are you going to do about the kidneys? You can ask the same question. Doesn't it say Dam Evarim? Is it the spleen an organ? So obviously, it's you're also going to have to be Moda. It says Dam Akloyot, and it says Dam Evarim. So it must be that Tani Vada Tani. That first it's giving you, you know, these, and in general, then it's telling you the general rule. Dam Evarim. That's the point. But doesn't mean that the others are not Evarim. Here too, on the lathe is referring to the Dam Evarim of the lathe. But blood that was actually absorbed, that was actually in the muscle of the lathe, that's no different than any Dam. No, it's a Dam that was in the Chalal of the lathe. That's real Dam, and is not part of the heart at all. When you say the blood in the chambers of the heart came from somewhere else, and that's dominant, where did it come from? Well, it's real dam hanefesh. Why? Because b'sha'ash haneshama yotza'ah, at the time that you have dam hanefesh spurting out of the Beit HaShechita, so basically, it's the heart that is pumping out that dam hanefesh. So whatever the last moment of the animal's life was, its heart stopped pumping, that blood was misraf surf. It became re-stuck there. That's dam hanefesh there. So it's now in the chamber of the heart. And that was the dam hanefesh. So mamela, if that has a kizayat, of course it'd be chayav. It's not kamina if it's in the heart, if it's in the cup. Okay, then the Mishnah says, the general rule being, and then we have a machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda, that the dam shanishama yotzaba and only dam shanishama yotzaba are your chayev karet. Now, lamaisa, the dam shanishama yotzaba, and this is referring to, we're doing a bloodletting. When you do bloodletting, what generally happens is that you first get this very, very dark blood that is not red, it hasn't yet been exposed. It's dark and depleted blood. Then it turns red, but it hasn't, it's still dripping rather than gushing. And then you get enough to start really pumping. And then after a while, it goes back to dripping out instead of pumping out. And still red. So you have dark blood, that's mishacheret. Then you have adom, which is shotet. And then you have the blood, which is the real mikaleach. So which part of the dam hakazah is called the dam shanishama yotzedba? Rabbi Yochanan says, kol zman shemikaleach, spurting blood, and only spurting blood, even if it's red, forget about the color. It's the question of under pressure. If it's under pressure, that's called dam hanefesh. Reish Lakish says, no, if it's red, the moment that the dark blood ends, mitipa mishacheret, the elek, from that point on, whether it's spurting or not, both at the beginning and at the end, where it's not spurting, it's still called dam hanefesh. Meitzeh. Hey, zeo dam hakazah shanashama yotzeba, kol zman shemekaleach. It says beferish, only where it's spurting. And yatsa dam hatamtzit, as opposed to the dama tamtzit, which is just dribble, mipdeishu shotet. Now that implies that the dama tamtzit is any dam that's shotet. Afilu rishon va'acharon de shotet. That seems to say, not like Reish Lakish, that even the original blood before it starts to spurt, which is red, and the blood afterwards, which stops spurting, but it's just trickling, that is not dam hanefesh, and that is coming to tell me that it's kedama tamtzit dami to yufta the Reish Lakish. Answers Reish Lakish, lo. What it's coming to tell me is as opposed to the dam that is shachor, the dark blood at the beginning. Says the Gemara, what are you trying to tell me? About what? The dam rishon va'achron is afakav du shotet is dam hanefesh. Okay, so I got to... You know, I'm going to have to make it very, very clear that you're wrong. So let's take a look at the next braita. Meitvei. Ezeu Dam HaNefesh, or Dam HaRishon of the Dam HaNefesh, calls a mancha Mikaleach, only while it's spurting. Now, Mesh Lakish, please listen closely. Yotzer Rishon V'Achron V'Neshu Shotet, okay? So now we're happy. So the first, even though it's red, and the later blood, which is trickling out, is not Dam HaNefesh. What are you going to do about that? To Yotzer Rish Lakish. Okay, fine. But that's a different time. Tanoi. I'll show you there's a machlok Tanoi, the Tanya. Ezeu dam hanefesh goes mancha mikal leach, diver Rebbe Eliezer. That's that shita. Now, one of your my shita. Rebbe Shimon omer, mitipa abishacher. From the time that ends, the dark blood, and onwards, whether it's mikal leach or shotet, that is called dam hanefesh. Tanya Devei Rebbe Yishmol. Here we're darshaning legabe the din of heksher for mashkin. Dam chalalim yishte prat adam kiluach, which is not machshir tazraim, because it's not chalalim, and therefore it's not included in yishte in the drasha of mashkin. By minei Rebbe Yirmiyam Rebbe Yizera. What would be the din if your hikiz dam ladeima and the first blood, which lemais is the blood that is spurting, you are makabel in one cup, and then you take another cup to be makabel the rest of the dam. What's the din of the two cups if they were drinking beha'alama, two ha'alamot? So, ala rishon divyakol chayav. That's for sure, because that's definitely dam ha'nefesh. But what's the din about the acharon? Mi mechayav lo? Oh, my life, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Did my kiz dam le beima vikibel dam abishrei kosot, Rabbi Rish Lakish amechayav shtei chatot, because according to him, even the dribbling blood afterwards is not called Dama Tamtzit. It's called Dama Nefesh, where according to Rabbi Yochanan, only the first cup that contained the Dama Kiluach is Chayav Alachat, therefore the Chatas would only be on the first cup. Rabbi Yodah Mechayev Dama Tamtzit. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Moda Rabbi Yodah Linyan Kapara. Even though Rabbi Yodah says that the Dama Tamtzit is Chayav Kareid, but he's moda that it doesn't bring you kapara on the mizbeach, and that if you're mekabel only the dam ha'tamtzit and lost the dam ha'nefesh, that dam would not be mekapara on the mizbeach, because lemaisa that's a pasuk ki adam hu banefesh yechaper, only dam shanefesh yotzeba mechaper she'ena nefesh yotzeba eno mechaper. He's only arguing l'gabe the yisur karet. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. That's 100%. It's clear, actually. Tana says this. It says dam. Why does it have to say the word kol dam? Asher yochal kol dam v'chratiyota. What is that kol dam? V'fish nemar ki adam u'benefesh yichaper. Since elsewhere the Torah has said that the only kapora can be from dam. So I would think that only the dam of Kachim, which is the dam shanefesh yotzeba, which is the only dam that is mechaper, that is the dam that the Torah is asring with the chiyuv karet. How do you know that dam chulin and dam tamtzit, which of course is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we'll see in a moment, this is Tam Sifra. How do you know dam chulin and dam tamtzit and dam kachim, which is not mechaper, because ein hanefesh yotzeba? Talmud Omar called Dam, and we know this is Rabbi Yehuda, because Stam Sifra Mani Rabbi Yehuda, and this is a bright and a Sifra in the Torah Kanim. So therefore, it's clear 100% that Rabbi Yehuda was referring only to the din of Karet and not to the din of Kapar. On the contrary, he needed a special person to tell me that despite the fact that it's not Mechaper, it's nonetheless an Yisr Karet, which is true, of course, of Chulun. Chulun's also not Mechaper. Continues the Ilika Mishnah. And this is the sugya that we had before, where we spoke about the machlokas for the Akiva and the Rabbanan, about whether you're chayef to bring an osham toli on a suffik osham me'ilas. So you're not sure whether you did me'ila or not. According to Rabbi Akiva, you bring an osham toli. According to Rabbanan, one only brings an osham toli on a suffik, where the vada would be a chiev of a chatat, which means it would have to be an isha karet, and there is no karet that's involved in mi'ila. Rabbi Akiva mechayev al sofik mi'ila asham tavui v'chachamim potri. Umoda Rabbi Akiva she'eino mevi et mi'ilato ad shi'it vadala. So, as far as the chait element is concerned, that you bring an Oshem Tolui for. But Rabbi Akiva is made that you don't pay back the money to Hegdesh until you know for a fact that you were Mo'il, and that's because there's no din when it comes to Hegdesh of real Geneva. It's a special halacha because Mazik Hegdesh is Potter. Now we learn that from a pasuk. In which case, this is not a regular case where you'd say, well, I mean, how are you going to be Yotzei a Kapara if you stole from them? There's no chiyuv on stealing from Hegdesh, believe it or not. Because normal stealing is part of Mazik. That's not chal on Hegdesh. All the dinim of Mazik is Re'eyu, not Fuke Hegdesh. It's not Re'eyu. Therefore, the din of paying back Hegdesh is a special halacha in Me'ilah. Since it's special halacha in Me'ilah, where did the Torah mechayev it? Only where you're bringing your usher Me'ilah Zvata. But here, where we have a din of bringing because of your own suffix of guilt, there's no din of paying back. So that you pay back later. At that point, when you bring your asham vadai, so then niyavim or asham vadai, you bring the money that you owe, and you bring your asham vadai at the same time. Because you cannot bring the asham vadai unless you're paying back Hegdesh. It comes together with your money. But the asham tolui, there's no din of paying with an asham tolui. I don't understand. And when you find out that you sinned, you're saying, that's when you pay and that's why you bring an Asham Vadai. Rabbi Akiva, is an Asham Vadai in any way different than the Asham Tolui? No. The same age, same animal, same values. We're going to see, we learned from the Pasuk. All the Ashamot are the same. So what the heck is the point of bringing it again? Bishlama, when you bring an Asham Tolui, in other words, we're taking for granted that the nature of kapara is achieved by the type of animal that you're bringing. If the Torah is v'chayev you by chatos, you first bring an asham, then you're going to bring a chatos. Fine, I understand. The asham is not v'chapara. The way that the chatos is v'chapara, it's a completely different type of kapara. What is the point of bringing an asham tolui, and then when you find out, bringing the same carbon again? Makes more sense to bring the carbon once, and you make a condition, and you say, if this is in fact being brought for a me'ila that I ultimately could find out about, then let it be the Asham Vadai right now. If I'll never find out about it, so let it be an Asham Tolui. Of course, you'll have to bring the money at the same time, because otherwise it can't be an Asham Vadai. But that makes more sense, says Reb Tarfa. So it's better to pay your money. The money consists of the value plus the extra chomesh. That's another 25%. Bring your me'ila and the chomesh. Bring an asham that's worth shnei sla'im, because that's the minimum that the Torah defined an asham. And you should say like this, Ivadai ma'alti. Look, if I actually was Mayal, here's my money, Zuma Ilati, here's my money, and here's my Korban Asham. If it's a suffix, if I was Mayal, which is ridiculous, I mean, obviously it's a suffix, that's why you're doing this. So the Gemara is going to come out explaining, if this is a suffix that will never be Mevura, and I'll never find out that I was Chayav, so then if it's a suffix, then I'm giving this Mayal as a gift. And the Asham is an Asham Tolui. Because what's the difference, says Rabbi Tarfa? Mimin shemevi ala hoda, mevi ala lo hoda. I mean, it's exactly the same carbon. Says Rabbi Akiva, well, sure, makes sense if you're talking about a $10 me'ila. What if you're talking about $1 million me'ila? I mean, yeah, this is a tremendous eitz, Rabbi Tarfa. So bring $1 million and make it tonight. You don't think it's a little cheaper to bring an Asham Tolui and then wait before bringing your $1 million? Now, let's just see that inside. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, the Indvar Rabbi Me'ila Mu'uta. How about if he has a suffix Me'ila Me'amana? You don't think it makes more sense, lo yafelo, sheyavi asham b'shtei sla'im, instead of bringing suffix of his me'ila, the me'amana? But what this means is that Rabbi Akiva is agreeing to the principle of Rabbi Tarfon. So therefore, if there would be Mi'ila Mi'uta, he'd agree it's Kedai to bring one korban and make a T'nai. Now the Gemara is going to be Medayek from here. A remarkable thing. Until now, the concept of bringing a korban required Hoda Elav Chatato HaShechata. And here both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon are saying, so it's okay, bring the carbon in advance. How did you bring the carbon in advance? You didn't know. This was a given throughout the Masechta. Do you see from here the Gemara's Medayek, that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon agree to the Yesod that the whole concept of bringing a carbon on a Yediyah is only said on a carbon Chatas. And it's not said on an Osha. And the truth is that that is remarkably consistent with the entire concept of Asham. Because Asham is a carbon that is brought about guilt. And guilt is a function of you, not a function of reality. So, Lamaisa, what's the difference? If you're going to, you want to not feel guilty, so fine, so bring it as a... If you're dealing with reality, so the only way you can address it is with your carbon chatas, fine. There we are with these dinim. Hodai lav chatato. Now you can deal with it. You can't maybe deal with it. I don't allow you to bring the chatas, maybe. So the ocean is a whole different concept. Therefore, it's a different type of carbon. It's not a carbon about the thing. It's a carbon about you.
About deed. It's not a carbon about the deed.
It's about your response to the deed rather than the reality of the pagan. Of the deed, which is a whole remark. That's what's called Asham.
Mm-hmm. This has come up in the last.
Yeah, that's where we've seen it. That's where Rabbi Elazar said, well, if you're feeling guilty, bring one every day. What the heck? You know?
Is the kapor for this feeling guilty?
The kapor is for the impact of the ra upon you. Whereas by echatas, it's for the ra. And if you're mitvadeh, it also takes care of the element of that ra within you. For, you know, that we spoke about in, yeah. It's an amazing distinction. It changes everything, and that's the lashon of Asham. Which is remarkable because it's like a whole Christian issue. Because by definition, guilt's all about you. It's nothing to nobody's telling you to feel guilty. So it's by definition, it's a personal kind of thing, you know. So on the contrary, the truth is that busha is the opposite of asham. Asham is about, I am so important that this is horribly embarrassing. Busha is that, like, who am I to be doing this kind of thing? It's shame. It's not embarrassment. So it's about, it's totally opposite emotions. It's astounding. So the concept of ashma never leads to tshuva because you're taking yourself seriously. So when you take yourself seriously, you can't change your behavior. You can't do anything. It's only where you don't take yourself seriously. So you have busha in front of reality. Then you can deal with the facts. Astounding. So the dinim are also totally different.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
Right. Never say.
Yeah.
If you feel ashamed, which is the word asham in English, ashamed. So that's the Christian vision of ashamed. It's not shame of ashamed. It's ashamed in terms of guilt. So the man like, okay, go to your priest. Tell the priest. That's what. To us, go tell the priest. Because Brooklyn says, go to your psychiatrist. What are you coming to me for? Amazing. Okay, says the Gemara. Now here's where we get all of our dinim from. Remember that the Torah lists the ashamot. The last asham that is listed in the list of vada'ot is the asham mi'ilot. The next one says, ve'im nefesh kitechta ve'lo yada. And then v'nasa avono. There is the parsha of Ashem Tov. The vav that opens up that parsha, ve'im nefesh kitechta, connects the parsha of Ashem mi'ilot above to the parsha that follows. As if to say, Ashem mi'ilot also has to bring the ve'im.
It starts with the stuma or tucha?
We have to ignore it. Yeah, right. We're not darshan, but lamites, it's all one parsha. We're going to see Zot Torah Tasham even, that puts them all together. Tana Rabba. So Ve'im Nefesh, it's interesting that the drasha doesn't take into consideration. These two men, the Ptuch. Avav. Ve'im nefesh is the chayav al safek milot. Hashem Tovah, says Rabbi Akiva. So we take the upper parsha, the previous parsha, in other words, the safek milot, and we apply the din to it of Hashem Tovah. Right? So we're applying a later piece of information to a prior piece of information because of the vav. Ve'chachomi potri. So is the machlokas over here whether the Torah is meant to be darshaned in order of its presentation? In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds that you can even learn information that doesn't exist at the time that you're reading. As when you're reading about the Din of Me'ilah, the information to you about the Hashem Tovah isn't there. You haven't gotten to read yet Ve'im. That's later. So Rabbi Akiva says, it doesn't matter. The Vav puts things together. Whereas Rabban would say, no, it puts things together in order. You can apply the dinim of the Me'ilah on the Hashem Tovah. So let's say, if I know that the Hashem Me'ilah has to be an ayil that is the second year old and it's worth two shla'im, now I know that that's true for the Hashem Tovah as well. But I can't go back and say, the din of the Hashem Me'ilah is defined by the Hashem Tovah. And they would say, Eilameidim Elyon Mitachton. Amrav Papa, no. You do not have to come to such a drastic conclusion. It could be that everybody learns that the Torah is darshan in both directions. And lemeidim elyon mitachton. And by the way, you have to say that. Because otherwise, the din of tzofein is by ben bakar. How do we know that a ben bakar has to be shechted b'tzofon? Only from the fact that it says tzofon by the din of a keves, right? How would we know that Tzafon is by a ben bakar? So there, the only way that we know it is because we know that by the ben son, it says the din of the makom of the olah, al-khatat. So that goes back to the ben bakar. So according to this, if you wouldn't say they're loy made elyon mitachton, they would never know the din of shechita tzofei by a chatas ben bakar. Lo mashkachatu, where else does it say it? It's derived from the next parsha, referring back to the previous parsha. So that's the ve'im min atzon. So therefore, it's got to be a different basis. What is the basis? How kind of time in Rabbanan de Patre? Why do they learn that there is no din of an asham toloi? That's because the gemire mitzvahs michatat. Must have stolen a phone or something. So they learn out the mitzvah from Chatat. Mala Alan, this is a Gzeirah Shavah. So we know that it says this was the mitzvot that we darshan, Achat mi mitzvot, Achat mi kol mitzvot, that applies both by a Hashem and by a Chatas. So just like it applies to a Chatas, meaning that a Chatas by definition is a Tofer Shechayavan Hasdona Karet Vashi Yoto Chatat, there al Sveko maybe Hashem Talui, Av Kol. Just like it says, Achat mikol mitzvot Hashem v'lo yadav Hashem. Where does it say mikol mitzvot? By chatas. So therefore the rule is, kol shechayavim als dono karet v'al sveko chatat chayavim al shigigato Hashem talui. Lafuke me'ila, but me'ila, that doesn't apply to, because of me'ila, in chayavim al dono karet. We know there's no chiyav karet on me'ila. The Tanya hezid b'me'ila, if you would do me'ila on purpose, Rebbe Omer, there's a chiyav mitah b'dei shamayim. The Chachamim say it's a standard lotas, but there's definitely no karet. Oh, wait a minute, Is there not a Gzeirah Shavah? So what does Rebbe do about the Gzeirah Shavah mitzvot? Well, Rebbe says, yes, there's a Gzeirah Shavah. And indeed, we use this Gzeirah Shavah. Ki alfinan achat mikol mitzvot, achat mi mitzvot, achatas. Where do we learn that mitzvot from chatat chelev? For the following din, l'ochi u di alfinan, namely, Mala halan bikvua, afkan bikvua. That just like chatas chelev, where over there it says achat mi mitzvot. It's talking about a korban chatat kvua. That does not change a whit whether you are rich or poor. It's exactly the same chatat. And therefore, it comes to tell me that a carbon for Ola v'yoreid, so let's say, even when you're chayiv karet, so let's say, knisa l'migdash, or achilas kadesh, we're over there, it depends on how much money you have, you do not bring an oshem toloi on its suffix. Yes, that is true, but it does not apply to an oshem. Rabbanim, what do we mean? It does not apply to an oshem. I mean, the Torah says this defines it. You can't arbitrarily say, well, the Gezeirah Shav only applies to this case of Oil of a Yoreid. And Rabbi Akiva, what? You're telling me that Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Gezeirah Shav L'Mechtza? I mean, that's a famous rule. We never found anyone arguing about the nature of Gezeirah Shav. No, of course not. Kule Alma in Gezeirah Shav L'Mechtza. Rabbi Akiva is just saying that the Torah can come and take something out of a Gezeirah Shavah. And how does it do that? With the Vav. So since it says Ve'im Nefesh, the Vav is Mosif Alinyan Rishon, and therefore let us derive the Elyon Mitachton, that is to say, the Parsha Me'ila from the Parsha of Hashem Tolui, to teach us that you bring an Hashem Tolui on Me'ila. Whereas the Rabbanan say, well, what we can do is this. We can apply the Gezeirah Shavah across the board, so that there's no chiv of an Hashem Toloi on either Me'ila or on Karban Oil of a Yerid, and the Vav, which is a Hekesh, comes to teach me that the Tachton Hudagomar Me'elyon, it's coming to teach me that when you bring an Hashem Toloi, you bring an Hashem that is worth Kesef Shkalim, which is only said by Me'ila. How do I know the value of Kesef Shkalim is applied to an Hashem Toloi? Kamash Malan, the Vav. As Rabbi Akiva says, no. Ein hekesh lemechza. What? And according to Rabbanu, yesh hekesh lemechza. Do we not have a general rule or kaimelon? The ein hekesh lemechza. No. Kulei alma holds ein hekesh lemechza. But the Rabbanu say that since we have a gzeirah shava, that gzeirah shava v'achat mi mitzvot or mikol mitzvot is afke in the hekesha. That excludes it from the hekesh. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says that the Asham, Bekesef Shkalim, now there's a whole question of how to be Geres based on the Gemara previously, because if Rabbi Akiva holds that Ein Hekesh Lemechza above, okay, then the way that we know that Kesef Shkalim applies to the Asham Toloi is from the Vav, because he's learning Ein Hekesh Lemechza, therefore the Vav goes in both directions. Right? So it teaches you that an Hashem Me'ila is higher than Hashem Toloi, and it teaches you that Hashem Toloi has the same value as an Hashem Me'ila, because Ein Hekesh Lemechza has got to go both directions. Therefore, I don't need a Mekor for where Rabbi Akiva knows that a Karban Hashem Toloi is worth Kesef Shkal. So this piece of the Gemara that starts to tell us Rabbi Akiva, Hashem Bekesef Shkalim Nafkalim Mizot Torat Hashem, Torah Achat, the Kol Hashamot, teaches me that all of the Hashamot are Kesef Shkalim, obviously does not have the previous Nusach in the Girsa, that according to Rabbi Akiva, in Ekesh Lemechza, in this case. So therefore, he knows it from there. So why indeed did Rabbanan not know it from there? Because the Rabbanan say, even though it says Zot Torat Hashem, you still need to have the Im Nefesh to teach me the din of Kesef Shkalim. And you need Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, and Yalame Tachton Me'elyon. I'll tell you why. Because Zot Torat Hashem, I would say, only applies to dinim that makes sense. Because Imi Zot Torat Hashem, I would say like this, Hava Mina, where did the Torah say Torah Achat Kol Hashamot? Only for an Hashem Vada. Bishar Hashamot Vada'im. But an Hashem Toloi, by definition, the Torah wouldn't have compared to the Hashem Vadai. Why? Because you're bringing, let's imagine a case where a guy has a suffix if he ate Taylor. Now, if he brings an Hashem, and you apply Zot Torah to Hashem, you're going to say the minimum value of that is 2 shkalim. Because it says Kesef Shkalim, minimum of 2. But then he finds out that he did it Vadai, then he brings the Chatas. And the Chatas he can buy for a mo. which is 1/12 of the Getzer Shkalim. You're telling me on the Vadai he has to pay 1/12 of what he pays for the Suffolk? That's ridiculous. So I would say that obviously the Torah did not mean to compare Suffolk to all the other Hashamot. So even the Suffolk Chelev Ka'ati, I would have said to myself, I mean, come on. Lo yesveko chamor mi vada'o. Torah can't be mechayev you more for a Suffolk than for a Vadai. If for the Vadai, ma vada'o, you can pay a ma chatat badanka. So av sveko, a shambar danka should be able to pay a sixth. Therefore the Torah tells us v'im nefesh, to have the vav mosif al inyan rishon, says the Gemara. Well, but this only works out according to Man Yomim Menachos, who darshens zot Torah Menachot, to teach me Torah chatakol Menachot. So he could learn zot Torah Hashem is to teach me Torah chatakol Hashem. But according to Man Yomim Menachos, who doesn't darshen zot Torah, so that by Ikal HaMimar, how would he know the din of the value of Kesef Shkalim? He learns that from another Gzeirah Shavah, of Be'erkecha, Be'erkecha, from Asham Mi'ila. So that word, Be'erkecha, appears in both cases. So if I may therefore say, if an Asham Mi'ila is Kesef Shkalim, so too is a Asham Talut. And what would you do about a Shivka Charufa? We're over there, the Torah doesn't say how much it has to be worth. Where until now we thought, well, that for sure we're learning out from the Zot Torat Hashem, and it does not say Be'erkecha there. So how do you know now the Shivka Charufa has to be the Asham Vadai B'Shtei Shkalim? Oh, that I learn out from El. In both cases, El Asham. Moder Rebbe Akiva. Okay, fine. So, I understand the language. If I vadai ate me'ila, so let this be a vadai. But if it's a suffix, what do you mean if it's a suffix? That's the whole thing, is we're bringing it on the suffix. What are we, crazy? They're supposed to say if it's a suffix, the im suffix. My karma. Omar Rava Tani, not what the way to read the Mishnah is, im bisfeko omed la'olam, if I end up never finding out, that's the point, if this remains an eternal safek to me, then this is my Hashem Toloi, because I'll never be chayev in an Hashem Vadai, because Shemi Min, Shemi V'Yala Hoda, maybe Hashem Hoda. I don't get it, but so isn't the chayev of a carbon when you find out? So what good is this? Kimiti adale, you're now going to have the new chiyev of bringing an Hashem Vadai. Omar Rava, my God, you're missing the point over here. From this conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, but both of their words, what you see is an amazing thing. Nilmad, that an Hashem Vadai does not require a yediya batchila, meaning not yediya batchila in the sense of the Tumas Mikdash Mikdosha, but a yediya batchila, knowledge of your faith before it's brought. You can bring the carbon before you found out that you sinned. Whereas for a chatat, there's no possible way of doing that. The Omar of Sheshet, afil mitzvat prosh and the chalav in bo. Tzanahata. Halev kor o motzietom. Lo kor o. Eno veralav. Omar of Zeromarav. No. This is only eno veralav on a lave of an oath, because it doesn't have a kizayat of dam. But a lave beima, the yeshbo kizayat, is not only a sur, but you're over alav on an isur karet, and you have to bring a chatat, chayavim alav karet. Huh? Meitve, it's first image, dama tchol, dama leiv, dama kloyo, dama evorim. Harelo below ta'aseh, not karet. Dama al kishtayim, dama shkatzim ra'osu, and chayavim alav. Yeah. But kikatani chayavim alav, that's on its own dam, that's in the heart muscle. Rav is talking about dati le mi alma. But that doesn't make sense. If it's dam delay, what do we need to mention the heart? Haino dam evarim. Yeah, well, a timer. Milokatari dam klayot. Nonetheless, it says dam evarim. Ela toni vada toni ochidami toni vada toni. When you say mi alma, where is this mi alma that has dam anefesh? Omer Rabbi Zera b'sha'ash anashama yotza mishraf shorif. Dam shanashama yotza b'chayavina lab itma. Even the first red blood from the end of the tipa mishacher ve'elach. Is the dama kazar shel neshama yotza bo kozman shemikaleach, which is yotza dama tamtzit b'dei shoteit. I assume from the language here that that includes lemute dama mashkir. And the dam, even the dam rishon v'acharon, which is shoteit, is dam atamzit. Do you have the Resh Lakish? No, it says Resh Lakish. Look, lumadei dam amashir. Avo dam rishon v'acharon yev avokav shu shoteit is still dam anefesh. Really now, meitve zeo dam she rishon kozman shemekaleach. It's a dam shadefesh yotze bakoma shemekaleach. Yotze rishon v'acharon mivnei shu shoteit. To you of the Resh Lakish, Amalekha Resh Lakish, Tanoi. The Tanoi is Odam Anefesh, Kozman Shemekaleach, Diver Vilez, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mitipa Mishacher Veilach. That's my sheet. Tanoi Vero Vishmo, Vedam Chalalim Yishter, Lagabe Hersha, Prat Vedam Kiluach Sheino Makshet Azraim. Boimine Rabbi Yomem Rabbi Zer, he keeps Dam Leveima, Kibel Dama Bishnei Kosot, Ma. Al Rishon Divrekol Chayav, for sure. But what if it's in a separate halama? Al Acharon Michayav Alo. Omale, Plutter Rabbi Yochan Resh Lakish. Did my kiz dam le beima ve kibel dama b'shnei kosot. Resh Lakish Omer Chayav Shtei Chataot. Rabbi Yochan Meno Chayav Alo Achat. Rabbi Yudha Mechayev Udam Atamtzit Omer Rabbi Elazar. You should know that Motor Yudha Lini Kapara that is not Vachat. Shemer ki adamu benefesh yichaper. So now it turns out we have three levels of dam. So we have four levels actually, if we include the dam evarim. So we have dam at your chayev for koret for eating, but that is not mechaper, that is not machshir. We have dam that is machshir, but is not mechaper. We have dam that you're chayev only a lot. We have dam that you're bechlam not chayev for. So it's possible to have the same dam with completely different dinim. One legabi ersha, one legabi koret, one legabi lav, one legabi kapor. Omer of Nachum, Yitzchak Avadan Amitinin and Tanya. Dam, matam domer kol dam, nefesh over there, of the chiyuv koret sheyochal kol dam. I might think you're only chayav on dam kochim, where nefesh yotze, but which is mechaper? How about dam kulin? How about dam atam tzit minayin? Talmud lomar kol dam. And this is clearly Rabbi Yehuda, because dam sifra is money. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Akiva is mechayav and suffik me'ilan Hashem tolik v'chachamim potrim. Umori Rabbi Akiva she'ino mevi et kesev me'ilato mint. Achid vadalo, and then you bring the Hashem Vadek together with it. Om Rebbe Tafra, for what purpose? Malazem evishte Hashemot, bring your me'ila in the beginning, add the 25%, the chumsha, bring a cheap Hashem b'shnei sloim, and say, im vadai ma'alti, this is the me'ila money, this is the korban Hashem. If it's a suffik ma'alti, the ma'ot are a gift, and the Hashem is an Hashem tovik. Because what difference does it make? Mimichu mevi al hoda, mevi al hoda anyway. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, well, yeah, I mean, nirin dvarab b'meilah miuta, but if a guy's going to have to spend a lot of money on this, hareshi yavoli yado safik miilah b'meya mana, doesn't it make more sense for him? Yafelo sheyavi Hashem b'shtei slaim, v'lo yavi safik miilah b'meya mana, Mod Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, b'mi elam yuta. You can actually bring your carbon in advance of even knowing if you sinned. Tana Rabban, ve'im nefesh that vod is b'chayav al safek milot Hashem tolui. Rabbi Akiva, Chachomi Potrin. So Emir Balka Mitzvah, Rabbi Akiva Sovar, Lamedim, you can learn out the Parsha, Lamala, of the Din of Me'ila, Mitachton, from the next Parsha, which is the Oshem Tola. Rabbanan Tzavri, you can't go that direction, you can only go forward. Ein Lamedim El Yon Mitachton. Amrif Papa, nah. I call him a lemedim el yom mitachton. If not, how did Rabbanu know that there's a chiv of tzofon in a ben barker of chatas lomash kachatu? Elohacha, hainu time in Rabbanan. There would be no way to know it unless they're lomid el yom. The reason that they say you're potter is because they have xerah shavah to define from a chatat kavua. From achat mikol mitzvot or achat mi mitzvot that links with the gzeres shava chatas to osham mala alan by chatat chelav it's a dover shechayovin asdono karet v'ashigigok chatat af kol shechayovin asdono karet v'ashigigok chatat so there as fake kol it should say maybe osham tovri la fuke mi'ila dein chayovin asdono karet t'tanya hezid b'mi'ila Rebbe Omer tzachiyav mita b'de shamayim b'chachomim b'imrim b'chlal it's only a lot and Rebbe Akiva. What does he do with mitzvot, mitzvot? Savaki alfinu mitzvot, mitzvot bichatat chelev. Lo'achil with the alfinu. That just like bichatat chelev, it's a reference to a chatat kvua. Afkan, the chiyav of Hashem Toli is only where the vare would be a chatat kvua, as opposed to karbonai levayere. Dolo. Rabban and Savri, that's true, but ain't Gzera Shavala Mechza. So what are you saying? That I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, yes, Gzera Shavala Mechza. The Kuyama ain't Gzera Shavala Mechza. And I had time to Rabbi Akiva, the Amakra, Vim Nefesh, the Vav is Mosef Alinin Rishon, and Yelamedo Yomitach Tomres Rabban and say, no, because the Vav could be in one direction only, and it's teaching me that the Tachton is learned out from the Elyon, which doesn't violate the Gzera Shavah. So that comes to tell me, Oshem Kesev, Shkalim, which doesn't appear by Oshem Toli, and only appears by Oshem Milot. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Ein Hekesh L'mechza. So what, Rabbi, I don't know, the Eish Hekesh L'mechza. Hakaim L'an Ein Hekesh L'mechza. No, Kuli Alma Ein Hekesh L'mechza. V'och, Ein Etaim Rabbanan. The Gemiri, Mitzvot, Mitzvot. And that mitzvot, mitzvot, gzera shava, afke mi akesha. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Osham bekesef shkalim, how does he know? Nafkalim izot torat ha-asham. Torah achat, l'chol ha-ashamot, teaches me that an asham is always bekesef shkalim. Whereas the Rabbanan say, I wouldn't have known that it applies to this halacha, because I would have said, even though, afakat ekliv zot torat ha-asham, I need the vav, v'im nefesh mazi v'lein yan rishon v'yelam etachtom e'oyon, because de'i it should say, mizot torat ha-asham, I would say, yeah, that is about everything except its value. But Ki Amina Torah Chata Chola Hashemot certainly doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah. It's the same value. I mean, to an Hashem Tolu, the same value. It would apply only to an Hashem Vanai. But an Hashem Tolu, it makes no sense. Because Kimed Al Safek Chelev Ka'ati. Obviously, lo yeis feiko chamur mi vada'o. If the vada is a chatat that you could pay a ma'a for, so you're going to tell me the suffix is asked to be a minimum of 12 times as much? So it must be that Tzveko is also Hashem Bardanka. Therefore, I need a special pasuk to tell me Vav Masiv. V'imayefesh Vav Masiv al Inyan Rishon. By the way, Anichal Amandi Omar, the Dorish Zot Torah. So it could be Dorish Zot Torah Hashem. What about according to Amandi Omar, who is in Dorish Zot Torah Hashem? Ma'ikal Amema. Well, he'll learn it out from Be'er Kecha. That he learns that from Hashem Yilab. Yeah, but how does he know that Hashem Shifcha Chavrufa is also worth that amount of money? Over there it doesn't say Berkecha. Okay, so it says Be'el Hashem. Mar Rabbi Akiva. Now, well, first of all, what does the Mishnah mean? And if it's a Suffolk, of course it's a Suffolk. What else are we talking about? Micah Omar. Omar Rabbi. No, it means Tni. Imbisveko forever. Meaning I'm never going to find out about that. So then, okay, then it's just a plain old Hashem Tolu. Because anyway, me mean Sheviyata Oda, maybe Ashala Oda. I don't get it. But Sof Kimityad Dele, he's still going to have to bring an Hashem Vanai. How are you curing it? By claiming it's for the sin if it turns out I've sinned. On my Rava, well, that's the point, isn't it? Midivrei Shleim Yomad, and Asham Vadai does not need to have Hodai Lav Chatato Petchila. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Is that possible? Answers. Rav Sheshes ki tanya aser de pirish. Ki ka omar. Rav Sheshes, when we said before that you're, there's not even mitzvah at all, it's talking about below pirish. It's talking about where there was nothing at all that took this blood, even onto a piece of bread that you've been into. Even that didn't happen. In other words, what he's referring to is blood that is internal in your mouth, coming from your teeth. Ein bo ela mitzvahs perosh, which is exactly what we learned before. Kedetanya dam shagabi kikar. You have blood that got onto a piece of bread. So okay, there maybe you can have a mitzvahs perosh in that you should take. As long as we have three dargas, we have the dam of the adam that was now set aside in a container. We're over there. We were saying that would vada be awesome. There's a mitzvah prosh when we see it on the kefir. And then there's not even a mitzvah prosh when it's leaking from between your teeth, because it's considered, as we said, there's a number of different approaches, but the pashtus, it's because of, I mean, except for Rashi, not here, the pashtus because it hasn't yet separated itself from the body completely. There's a whole other chapter, because the question is that it would only be awesome in a rabbonim, because people will know about it, they didn't ask it, when it's in your mouth, which led to the problems we discussed yesterday.
Blood from a tzekut on one's finger.
Yeah, so that would be poru, it came out.
That would be like from the bread.
So that would be a mitzvah prosh.
Then if you wiped it off of the meat and you stuck your finger in your mouth before it came out again, would that still come under the enzymatic?
If what?
You had a cut on your finger, you wiped it off, stuck it in your mouth, your finger into your mouth, which a lot of
that could be, That depends already on how we understand the Bein HaShinayim issue. That the whole thing takes place internally. That wouldn't apply to this. So you should take it off. That's mitzvah prosh. That's talmacha, but it's not an iser. It's a mitzvah prosh. But it suggested that it's the right, that that's the right hanhaga. Kiritanya again. Dam shagabi kikar gorovo chlo shaben hashinayim matzitz uboleya ve'inu chosheish. You can imagine all the time of chosheish alhaga. Others learned that what Rav Sheshes had said, the Dam Halfishtayim, I feel Mrs. Prosh, what he actually had said it on was the following, Tanya, Yochol Chalav Mahalfishtayim, Yeochlo Over Belav. You might think that if someone drinks human milk, so over there you would be over on a lav. Now, before we even discuss this, we have to know, continuing the fascinating topic of cannibalism that we were talking about last night at such length, there is a major machlokes we've shown you as to whether cannibalism is usur. So in other words, if you eat human flesh, is there any isur at all that's involved in this? The Rambam holds there is an isur of zos achayasha tocheru. Zos is mashma. Only this, which implies, but nothing else. Over there lists the kosher animals and does not list humans, which would mean that humans should not be eaten, but there's no iser lav, because it's only an implication of a mitzvah taseh, and then lav abamek lav aseh is only an aseh. The Ramban learns that it's not asur at all, but this is only if you're talking about a live human, which was the case we had yesterday. But if you're talking about a dead human, that's a separate question, because you're not allowed to be nene from the dead. There's no issue of isrei achila. But we learn out in the Gemara we have by Avodah Zarah that an adam, a corpse, is considered to be osur bahana'ah. Yeah, but it's as I was eating. It's just the element like respect for a dead kind of thing. So that's the sheet of the Ramban. there's a middle shita, which is the Ra'oz shita, the Ritvar shita, that there is indeed a lav, and not the normal lav, but the lav that we are about to discuss here in the Gemara. And that's why I want to introduce it with this. The Gemara here is interested to know whether there is an iser in drinking human's milk. And it suggests up front v'dinhu. Look, I mean, it ought to be iser, because if a behemoth mea, she kalta b'maga'a, hichmarta b'chelba, if a behemoth mea, which is, let's say, pork, right? I mean, there's no iser over there in the live animal, in its being matami in any way, if the maga, I mean, there's no tuma in any live animal. Nonetheless, if marta bechelba, you understand that you cannot drink milk of a pig. So it's a yotze minatame, it's considered to be yotze richi. You missed all of our fascinating discussions of cannibalism.
Yeah, I followed the...
Oh, you did follow, good, okay.
I did think, so I still have a general idea. Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the middle of more specific issues of cannibalism. But, you know, it starts easy. You start by drinking, you know, human women's milk. You know.
Yeah.
You work your way up.
The blood and pieces of... Yeah.
So it's... So over here, we Lichalakora can learn it out of a Kalvachoma. If, let's say, you're not allowed to eat a behemoth mea, and nonetheless there's no iser in tuma of a behemoth mea, it can't be matami while it's alive, and nonetheless you're not allowed to drink its milk, when it comes to a human, Malkishtarim, you have a human woman who is tmea. So whether she's going to be matami, if Marta b'maga, eno din shetap nir b'chelba, shouldn't you certainly aser the chalav of a woman? Talmud Lomar, v'zevachem hatamei, therefore it stresses by the pasuk, it introduces hagamal. And remember, as Rabbeinu Gershom points out, it's from that extra gamal. We had a whole discussion back in Bekorot. It's from the extra gamal that we learn out bechalal, the dinim of isurim of chalav, and so on. And therefore we use it zed that appears there in that pasuk to tell me only the mentioned animals here, namely behemot meot, but not the milk of Malkishtai. Ein chalav Malkishtai tamei ela tohor. So human milk would definitely be tohor. Now, if that's the case, otziat achalav she'eno shava bakol, v'lo otzi hadam she'shava bakol, maybe that would only exclude the issue of the cholav. The issue of the cholav we don't have by all behemoths, because after all, a kosher animal is, you're allowed to drink its milk as well. But dam, which even in a kosher animal would be aser, so maybe therefore we should say that dam of mahalchishtayim, human milk, should also be aser. Talmud Lomar, v'ze lechem ha-tamei, ze tamei vein dam al-kishtayim tamei el-tahor. Now, first of all, this last piece seems to contradict the opening of our perek. The opening of our perek learned out from the Klal Prado Klal that dam al-kishtayim are not included in the Isser because of the original kol dam ba-ofu ba-behima, and we learned out just like ofu ba-behima has in it all the various things that we had, as in an actor, has Tumekala and Tumechamur, and we used that to exclude Dam HaKishtayim. So why all of a sudden are we looking for another reason to exclude Dam HaKishtayim? So Tosis indeed, not here, but again, we're missing really a lot of active Tosis in over here, but Tosis in Tzumas says that in Ochinami, these two Gemaras are chalik one on the other. But now let's consider this a little bit more closely and see whether there's an alternative, as the Gross suggests. Okay? The first thing is that the Mepharshim attack the assumption that there would be no Isser, as Rambam learns, there's no Isser on eating human flesh from this Gemara. Well, this is an absurd Kal Vachomer that we're making. Because we're saying, if a non-kosher animal, you're not going to have any issues of tumah.
nonetheless, we were mocked and on the milk. Koshi came by a human being who would be metame mikhaim. You should have issues on the milk. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. The non-kosher animal, it's because the milk is not kosher because the animal is not kosher. But if you hold that the human is kosher, so why would the milk be not kosher? Just because the human is metame. That whole Kal Vachomer seems to insist on a certain assumption. The assumption being that the human is usher to eat. Given that it's usher to eat, kosher gain the milk of a human should be usher to eat. Therefore, we need a special pasuk to tell me that that's not the case. And how could anybody possibly say that the human is kosher? So this is one of the strong objections to those shittas that hold that there's no isra achila on the human. Okay? Now, one of the approaches is to learn about, to get around that, is to learn that it's only after we have the vizeh that we come to the conclusion that therefore the entire assumption was wrong. And that in the same way that the Torah is allowing us to drink human milk and to eat human blood, it's implying that there's no iser on consumption of humans.
When they're still alive.
Yeah, when they're still alive. Yeah.
When they're still alive.
Well, if they're dead, there's other problems. That is us.
Isn't water alive in the human blood?
This is an excellent question. What about the issue of Avram and Achai of the human? Since this whole discussion. So, in Arkinami, there are many Rishonim who learn, also based on this sugya, there is no Isra of Avram and Achai on a human either. Don't notice, he's not included under the entire set, basically, of foodstuffs.
We're not even necessarily with a neighbor. We might be talking about just a
what?
We're not necessarily talking about a neighbor per se.
A neighbor?
Avram.
Oh, no, that's true.
Love your neighbor. Love your
neighbor.
Love your neighbor's
neighbor. You think you can get the dot section on your neighbor?
I can't hear. There's too much noise here.
Patricia. Do we just say it once the Dom wants to us, sir?
But it isn't. It's only us and Mirabana. We said it's not included in the... Or it's certainly not included in the Issacharis. Now, the mashma'ut here is that if it wouldn't be for the zeh, and this is very interesting because this is the ra'os for it. What the Gemara is coming out with is the only reason that we bring ma to the cholov is because of zeh. But that implies that the things that we're not excluding from zeh remain usher. We don't have an extra pasuk to tell me that the basar is mutter, therefore the basar remains usher dafka because of the zeh. Which is coming to be matzah the cholov. So although the milk is kosher, and I'm going to say this, I mean, as far as it's clear, milk is meant to be consumed by humans. Human milk is meant for human consumption. So it makes a great deal of sense. The Torah would be mamayit milk from any yisurin. But the implication is that therefore the human per se remains also in consumption. So that would be the law that we're talking about. Now, the Grotina is that the entire discussion over here of that we learn out that Dom is not included, which Tosha says contradicts the opening of the Perek, indeed is answered by this whole problem. Because if we understand that what we're looking at over here is the question of whether the Dom should be Usser, Usser why? Usser because of this Kal Vachomer. In other words, what we're really saying is that given that the organism is Usser, that which comes out of the organism should be usher, right? That has nothing to do with the isur dam. That has to do with an isur called yotzei. Hayotzei min hatameh tameh. So the same way that we're going to think the milk of a human is usher to drink, not because there's a special isur drinking milk, but because milk is excreted by humans who are usher and achila. So too, I would say, blood that comes from humans that are usher b'achila is also usher b'achila, not because of the isur dam, which we already knew that the isur dam does not apply, but the isur v'yotzei min hatameh tameh. Just like, this, if you take a look at the way the Gemara has been developing over here, that's exactly what the previous discussion ended up saying. Then when we thought that he was saying that dam of shrotzim are loikin alopik azayis. So we misunderstood Rav to mean that you'd be chayav for eating the blood of shrasim. The Gemara ends up explaining, no, it doesn't mean you'd be chayav for eating the blood. It means that in eating the blood, you're eating the sheretz, and therefore you'd be chayav for akilas sheretz. Therefore, says the Gemara, it's the same question over here. There's two separate issues that need to be dealt with in terms of humans. The blood of the iser of blood, and then the blood of the iser of eating humans. So Mamela, I need two completely separate drushes. One has to do with the Yisurim Dam. The Zelach HaMatameh has to do with the Yisurim of Yotze Menatameh. Now, assuming that this was where Rav Sheshes had said his Ma'amar, and not on the previous circuit, it was here Omar La Rav Sheshes comes along Rav Sheshes to say that you should know Afilu Mitzvahs Prosh Enbo. There's not even a chiyuv to be perish b'chlal min rabbanan from the dam that we just said over here of Malchishtai. Tzanhosa. Halev koro umotzi adamo. Now, I must tell you that there is a major machlokas rishonim about what the correct girsa is in the sugya. There's two totally different approaches that are yotze mitocha sugya, depending on how we read it. There's two issues in the lathe, actually three. One issue is the blood in the tissue of the heart itself. And you spoke about the order, whether we should put the lathe. The truth is the lathe involves us in this whole other question. Because besides the dam ha'evarim in the lathe, there is also always blood in the heart, because the chambers of the heart obviously are going to be filled with blood.
As a muscle.
No, the muscle is the aver. Okay. The chambers is the pumping area, and that blood is directly is part of the circulation. And then you have a third question, which is the dam ha-nefesh. Normally we view the dam ha-nefesh as that which is spurting out at the time of death. The problem is that there's always going to be some of that dam ha-nefesh that has come through the lave as well. So that means that the lave of an animal that's still there, mixed with some dam that's there. Because that's how we define dam on that. As the chamber expands again, that blood that comes in is viewed as the dam that would have been the dam on that. We'll see in a moment, Amiga Mark. So we have to distinguish between those three types of dam. Lechora, although I've seen people make a mistake about this issue, including the Kahati, who says that the dam of the organ itself would be Osra Libra Rambam, which is not the case. Even the other gears, and nobody suggests that the blood of the muscle is Osra.
So Rebbe hasn't said the two gears
are said. I don't intend to. I never intended to say the two gears. I just wanted to tell you that depending on how we read what we are about to read, we end up with two explanations. Whether the problem in the heart is blood, dafka, that's found in the chamber of the heart as a result of shchita, which is our girsa, or the inverse girsa, which is dafka the opposite. That dam, that is, that you would find then would not be dam on hefesh, whereas dam normally that would be found in the chamber of the heart would be dam ha-nefesh, which is when the Rambam learns it. Because certainly the main blood that's being pumped through the system is the dam ha-nefesh, the opposite of dam ha-evarim, or dam ha-tansis, which would drip out of the organism after it was already shed.
So we say all blood in any chamber, as a vessel, whatever, is dam ha-nefesh by definition?
What does any chamber mean?
In
the heart you're talking about?
The veins, any large pool of blood.
Yeah, according to that gears. Yeah. So now let's take a look at the way our girsa goes. Tlanos and Halev. Now, we had in Chulin, if we come to the heart should be first cut through in order to get all the blood out of it. Umotzia damo. Lo koro, but if you cook the heart without cutting it open, eno verla, you wouldn't be chayav. Omer b'zera marav lo shana el b'leif oaf. This is referring to a chicken heart. hold the aimbot, desire it. You won't have. That's why they call people who don't have courage, you know, chicken. That's where it comes from. You're chicken. Aimbot, desire it. Abal. Lev behemah, the yeshbo, desire it. You're talking about a lev of a behemah. Where over there you can have a kizayit dam, so there it would be osir, and you would even be chayav alav karet, on which we ask meisver.
Kizayit
dam hold that the chambers of the heart holds a kizayit meisver. So we ask on that from our sugya dam atchol dam halev dam haklayot dam haevarim hare elu belotase. Dam al kishtayim, dam shkatzim v'remashim, asur ve'en chayavim alav. Now, the Shiloh is over here, that the dam evarim harayim below ta'ase, you said they're chayavim v'koras. I don't understand. It's bedav to say not that word. No. Ki ketanihin chayavim alav dam delay. The list of the evarim is a reference to the aver's dam itself. Whether it's a muscle, such as the heart, or whether it's another type of organ, such as the spleen, or the kidneys, all of that dam is considered to be dam ha'evarim. That's not what we're referring to when we said a dam of the behemoth's heart. If you don't cut the heart open, you would be chayav koras. We're referring to the dam in the chambers of the heart. And when Rav says you would be chayav over there, as Rav Zera quoted him, it's talking about dam da atilei mi alma, blood that has come from elsewhere into the heart. But the dam delay, its own blood, is nothing but dam evarim. And dam evarim, we already said, that it's certainly you're not going to be chayav karet. Dam evarim. So then, I don't understand. If it's hainu dam evarim, it's the Gemara. So then why does it say it at all? Dam delay. You're claiming now that its own heart, its own blood, is what we're referring to. But dam delay is dam evarim. So hainu dam evarim, why mention it bichlal? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. You could have asked the same question about the kidneys. Why mention it? The kidney's blood is dam evarim. I mean, it's the same exact question. All of a sudden, because it's me, now you're asking the question. What's the difference between dam alev and dam atchol and dam aklayot? Then now suddenly I have the question, v'dam evarim, aren't they all the same thing as dam evarim? Ella, I mean, so what do you mean, lo toni dam aklayot, and nonetheless it says dam evarim? Ella, I mean, how did you understand the Mishnah Lamar? Toni, v'hodatani. That the first, the Mishnah is essentially, it's listing certain organs that have unique indications to you as a casual reader that they should be awesome. They're filled with blood. So you say, oh, even the Dharma Tchol and so on and so forth. And Dharma Evarim in general, which of course now includes what I just the aforementioned, that's the way to understand a heart issue too. So Hakinami, by heart as well, Tani, Vada Tani. First it says the heart, and then it says the general rule that I mean, which is Dharma Evarim. Now, each one of these is dam evarim in a different way, the truth is, if you consider it. Because the heart has a unique situation, which we need to distinguish between the dam of the aver, per se, and its chambers. Correct? Not to mention the fact that the dam that is there is a dam that is supplying a muscle of the dam itself in the heart. The tchol, on the other hand, has a very unique situation, in that it is filled with blood and seems to serve as well as an actual reservoir of blood in times in which the body needs additional blood, in which case you would have thought that that's the equivalent of extra dam. It's not really dam evarim. You want to take a look at an aver, which is simply functioning as an aver of some sort, and that has dam in it for other purposes as well. Take a look at the klayot. So over there you have to filter the dam. So the dam that's being brought into the klayot, you could also hear as being dam, it's miyuchad, in this organ to be there as dam. Is this attendance or this is to pick up your machine? Let's see. All right. only have the beginning on it, so when you bring it back, I'll... Okay, it's fine, fine. Have a great day, see you. Hope it's fine. Sorry? I didn't take that advice. Sorry. What good is it going to do for you without headphones? Might as well bring it back.
Alright.
So the maskana then, but the blood in the heart is... Wait. So the maskana, as we're reading it now, is that the blood in the heart you would be chayiv on, Karis. Why is that? Says the Gemara. So... What? Oh, it's in my pocket.
Where?
My shirt pocket.
It's with the headphones?
In the it's just the shirt pocket in the it's hanging in the study. One of those shirts that's hanging in the study has the pocket. I forgot which one. Sorry, guys. It's very domestic intrusions. So now the dam that comes from it is coming from where? You said mi'alma. The blood is coming from elsewhere. Mehecha asi, where is it coming from? That we're saying that you're chayiv karis. Omar Rabbi Zera, b'sha'asha neshama yotza misraf sorif. The dam that is spurting out after shechita, which is dam that the neshama's yotzeba, is drawn also back into the lake, and therefore that dam is including dam ha-nefesh, and therefore it's considered to be a chiyuv koras. It's not just dam bi'alma. Okay, there's also the opposite gersa, which is that the dam that's in the heart always is the dam ha-nefesh, and the dam that is b'shashchita comes back into it, and therefore it's potter, because that dam is no longer supportive of life in the body, which is the Rambam's approach to the sugya, and the Rifs, by the way, and that apparently that was the original Girsa Minamar.
The Shah, how does it change afterwards? What does it make it at that particular moment?
Because the way that the Torah defines it is circumstantial, it's not chemical. And it's always like that. It's the event that would answer that.
Chemical makeup, physical makeup of each of these
dams
basically the same?
Yes.
Sure. Don't they say in Shabbat that there's a huge spritzes?
Yeah, we'll see. We're getting to
it. The chicken is kosher.
So the chicken, it's not kosher. It's just that since it's prophet's mikazayis, if you weren't Korea, it doesn't answer. There's a whole question over here, whether does this mean that it's going according to Rambam Yomar or holds that Chatzi Shir is Mutter Min HaTorah, as some suggest, it says you're not over on it and so on, or is included not over means not being over the lav in terms of an Isser Malkus.
But it's us, right?
Right, which is very, this is a major figure. What happened to Chatzi Shir? Where is the blood that's in it bottled to the blood that is mishav sort of in it, bottled to the blood that's always in it, not a leave of the sheet of the Rambam. Again, this is a whole question in of itself.
That's why I don't need one, there's a whole bunch of them.
That would be a problem. Dam shaneshama bo chayavim alav. Okay, so now we said, even dam hakaza, so where you have a live animal, and you're doing a bloodletting on this animal. So there also it would be considered dam if it's dam shanashama yotzabo itma. Eseh dam hakaza shanashama tuliyabo. When we talk about the neshama being yotze, what level of dam hakaza are we talking about? Because basically what you have in Dam HaKaza is really, there would be five different levels of Dam that we need to address. Initially, you get black blood that comes out as wound blood. It doesn't
right
spurt.
Away.
Yeah. But it becomes red as it starts to flow.
Are we talking about an arterial flow, or are we talking just a cut?
No, Adam HaKraza is arterial. You make a hole to release, yeah. And then you get red blood, bishtita, in other words, that's flowing gently. Then you get spurting dam, okay? And they try to keep it, you know, the old-fashioned dam HaKraza, where they force, then you have this little thing that pushes open the artery. You know.
No.
It looks like a dog, mamish. Yeah, the old horse, the old horse veterinarian system is to take out on him. I can't believe it. Okay. So then after those first two damen, you have what's known as the dam hakilua.
Dam
hakilua, where you have dam that's actually spurting. And then you have the, when there's less dam, it's shotate. And then you have the dam that's called the dam atamsis, that would be after death already. But it's just whatever dam is left, will whatever is left. But not dam evorim, but dam in the system. So now, what point asks, what's considered to be dam shamshama to the apple? So Rabbi Yochanan says, kozman shemikaleach. The only dam is dam tiluach, dam that is spurting out. Anything else is not considered to be dam anefesh. Resh Lakish omer, mitipa hamishacheret ve'elech. Rish Lakish says, as long as it's after that first blackish blood that comes out just on the surface, from that point on, the other dam is also considered to be dam hanefesh, even though it's not mekaleach.
Even the dam hatamsis, in that
case? No, up until the dam hatamsis, it's all considered to be dam hanefesh.
I don't understand this.
Don't try to relate it to your experience.
Thank you.
Ezeru dam hakaza shanashama yotzabo kozman shemikaleach. Here it says beferish. What is considered to be dam hatan, the dam hakaza, dafka, the time at which the blood is spurting out. Yotza dam hatan tzit vibneshu shotet. Now here it seems to make it dependent in the difference between shitita, which is dribbling out, versus the dam hakiluach, which is spurting out. Reish Lakish said it doesn't matter if it's spurting or not, and he would include even the dam, the red dam lechatchila, which is not being mikaleach, and he's including the dam after the kiluach. So this seems to be a tiyuf that Reish Lakish, my love, afilu rishon va'acharon deshotet, is the equivalent of dam atamzit. In other words, there's a little bit of a contradiction here. Because you're saying, as opposed to dam hatamtzit. What do you mean, as opposed to dam hatamtzit? I mean, it's as opposed to anything. Remember, we have five types of blood. The fifth one is dam hatamtzit. It's only the third one, which is dam hakiluach. So if you're telling me, dafka bizman shemikaleach, as opposed to dam hatamtzit, one way of understanding that is, as long as it's mikaleach, it's dam hanefesh, anything else is the equivalent of dam hatamtzit. Now, if that's what it means, then it's the opposite of what Reish Lakish said. It's what Reish Lakish has nothing to do with kilua. It has to do with, as long as it's post number one and pre number five, it would still be considered to be to dam hanefesh. That's Yuftin Reish Lakish. Answers the Gemara. Well, you yourself understand that we've got a contradiction here. So basically, the way to understand what he said was, is lemuute dam hamashfir. He means the first blood, which is the black blood, or the dam hatamtzit, which is the fifth blood in this list, is not included in the dam hanefesh. Avodam rishon v'acharon, however, second and fourth is also avagavdu shotet, even though indeed it's not spurting, it's still considered to be dam hanefesh. That's why Reish Lakish would read it. Anyway, you're going to have to reread this brisa in some way. Mesme. Ezeu dama rishon kol zman shemikaleach. Yatsa rishon v'acharon mipnei shehu shotet. Now clearly there's a little bit of a strange gears over here, and what it should say is ezeu dama nefesh kol zman shehu shotet. Yatsa, here it's being motzi, any dam which is shotet. And there it's clearly to you if the Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says shotet has nothing to do with anything. The only thing that's important is that it should be post the first Dhamma Mashpir, as long as it's not Dhamma Tamsis. This is at Yuf Resh Lakish, and this we can't answer. If here it says Beferish, we shown by Aharon. Amalafatanoim. This indeed is a problem, says Resh Lakish, but there's a Machlokis Tanoim, and as I'll show you, and I'm going according to Bandi Omer, who holds that Dhamma Nefesh is not a function of Kiluach or Shekita, of spurting or of dribbling. How do I know that? The Tanya. Ezeo Dhamma Nefesh calls Mancha Mikaleach Divi Ribliyazim. Which indeed is not as I'm saying. It makes it dependent in the spurting. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer Mikipa Mishacher Liela, as long as it's post that first Dham, and it's not yet dead, it's not Dhamma Tamsis, that is Dham. And I'm going according to Rabbi Shimon. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishlov, the Dham Chalalim Yishte, Prat Dham Kiluach, She'eno Makshir Et Hazra'im. Here we're talking about not the Isser Dham, but in what sense is blood considered to be a liquid that allows it, that if it comes in contact with Zra'im, and with any foodstuff that has not yet come in contact with a liquid, that it should be Makabel Tumah, which is called Heksher Zra'im, because in the Torah, the example that's given for Heksher is called Zera's Zarua Asher Yizareah, right? So what type of blood is called liquid? Blood that the Torah refers to as liquid. Okay, if it's talking about drinking, it's clearly talking about a liquid. So Dam Chalalim is called Yishteh. But that means Prata Dam Kiluach, the blood which is actually spurting out, that's not blood from the dead, that's blood from the live. And therefore, that would not be Matras Hazrayim. Boimine Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Zera. How about Hekiz Dam Labeima? Hekibel?
Pashas and Pasek deals with human blood. Also,
correct.
More jump back to humans.
It's talking about human blood. It is talking about human blood. Look, again, there's a terrible there's terrible contradictions here, because this Gemara seems to be saying that the blood that is spurting out is not Dam Chalalim. Rashi's pshat all over back in Chulin was that we learn out from Dam Chalalim Yishtet by humans to Dam Shchita by behemoths. Since Rabbanan is bringing it up, I'm going to mention it, but I did not want to complicate matters yet further. However, there seems to be a contradiction between the two sugyas. So over here the Gemara says clearly, Lagabi Heksher Zroyim, that the blood that is spurting is not considered to be, at least of a human, is not considered to be. Tesis indeed wants to learn that Dam Shchita and Dam Chalolim are opposites. So in other words, human Dam Chalolim is the opposite of Dam Shchita. We're over there, we learn out from Yishpachenu Kamayim, that Alert Yishpachenu Kamayim, we learn out that the Dam per se is Makshir. Keep it in mind, but let's remain as much as focused as we can trying to get through the stuff. Last night was just a traumatic experience.
That was great.
It was traumatic. So now, what would be the thing if we're mekabel dam in two separate kosot? So first we take the dam that is spurting out, and then we take the dam that is shotek. What would be the halacha? So would you, and you take them now in separate halomas. The question is, would you be chayav on the second one as well? So ala rishon diber kol chayav. Look, I'm not questioning the first one, because the first one certainly would have Dhamma Kiluach mixed in it. So even Aliba the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon, there is Dhamma HaNefesh over here. But my question is, Allah HaKaron, Michayav, would you be Chayav or not? On my life, well, that's basically the Machlokas with Yochanan and Resh Lakish. Because the Itmar, Hekiz Dam Labeima, the Kibel Dhamma Bishnei Kosot, Resh Lakish and Merchayav Shteichat Ha'ot. Now this makes a great deal of sense, because this is Resh Lakish and Shiteto, who follows the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's not dependent in the dribbling effect, it's only that it should not be blood that is simply the blood of a wound, which is Shakor, but rather it should be post that, and of course it can't be blood when it's already dead, which is the Dhamma Tamsit. So according to him, as long as I'm continuing to take the blood out of a living animal, and it's not that first blood, which is just the blood of cutting through the capillaries, so then in a chinam, it's considered to be Dhamma Nefesh, in which case you would be chayav.
I thought Messiah were exactly mocked in on that. They couldn't take the very first, and they wouldn't take it once it started dribbling.
That's the only blood they drink.
Correct.
Yeah. If you're the drinking blood, then it's got to be done on ethics.
Huh?
There you go. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bedamat Hamsid. Omer Abelazar Motor of Yudal Yin Kapora. When Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayev Bedamat Hamsid, it's that he's saying Damat Hamsid, it's blood. He's motor that when it comes to kachin, you can't use the Damat Hamsid to put on the Mizbeach or expect to get a Kapora. Because it says beferish ki hadam hu banefesh yikaper. Only blood of life is mechaper, not blood that would come out afterwards. Dam sha nefesh yotzebo mechaper. But dam hatamtzit she'en ha nefesh yotzebo eno mechaper. Omre nachum bar yitzchak hafen hanam itzmina. We have learned this actually in a brisa. The Tanya, dam, ma tamud lomar kol dam, lefi shedemar ki hadam hu banefesh yikaper. Since, in the parsha directly above, when we're talking about the dinim of the there, this is different than the Isser of Dam. This is the Isser of Dam in the context of Dam of Kachim, and the difference between Bakhutz and Bifnim. So over there the Torah starts talking about the way that the Dam is mutafer by Kodesh. And in that context, it answers Dam. So the question here is, why does that say Kol Dam there as well? Well, we have our pasuk, we already darshaned in the beginning of our prayer, the Kol Dam, Lo'ofu Ba'ima. Ah, because since in that context where it's talking about Kachim, it says Beferish, Ki Adamu B'Nefesh Yechaper, I might think that when you're dealing with Dam Kachim, the only Yisra of Akilah's Dam is the Dam Sha'nefesh Yotzipo Shumachaper. And that's the only Dam that Torah is answering. How about Dam of Chulin, which is B'Klal Not Mechaper? How about Dam Atamsis, would even B'Kachim would not be mechaper. Talmud Lomar called on. Now, who is the author of that brisa? That brisa appears in the Sifra. Stam Sifra, money, Rebutei. Therefore, we see that Reb Elazar, who suggested that Reb Yehuda distinguishes between the din of the kapara of the dam and the din of the yisr of the dam, is 100% correct. Because here's a brisa that's written by Reb Yehuda, and it reflects precisely that distinction. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Asafik Mi'ila Hashem Tamud. Now, we already saw here our parak is dealing with particular details of issues that were raised earlier. We talked about Achilas Dam and the Chatas of Dam. We're defining what that is. We talked about the Chiyav of Hashem Toloi Chutz Min Ami'ila, which was in our first Mishnah. The truth is that we have a machlokus about this issue. Is there an Asham Tali on Megillas? Now, we already saw that on the Knisa L'Migdash, where you were Mesupik, if you were Nifas L'Migdash, B'Shogeg, so we discussed there that there's no Asham Tali because there's no Chiyav of Echatas Kavua. It's a Korban Ola V'Yore. And the din of an Asham Tali, you said, where I would have brought a Korban Kavua, I bring an Asham Tali. But if I wouldn't have brought anyway an Asham, a Echatas Kavua, I wouldn't bring an Ashim Tolar. How about if I wouldn't bring an Chatas at all? If I would know for a fact that I was Mo'el Behegdash, I desecrated Hegdash, I used Hegdash for secular purposes, I would have to do what? I'd have to pay the money back to Kodesh, right? I'd have to add additional Chomesh to the money, and I'd have to bring an Asham Me'ilot. Now what's interesting is that the parsha of Asham Me'ilot is the parsha immediately before the parsha of Hashem Talui. So we go from Hashem Milo to exactly the same carbon that is said about all Isurim when you're Misupak. Which is interesting, because it's the same carbon that's being brought when you know you were Mechal al Hagdash, and when you're Misupik if you did another Isur. Exactly the same carbon, an aisle that's worth Shnei Tzla'im, and so on. The question is, if you're Misupak on the Asham Me'ilot, do you bring an Asham Toloi, which is the same thing as an Asham Me'ilot? It's really weird. And then if you found out, you'd have to bring an Asham Me'ilot, which is the same thing as the Asham Toloi. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, I mean, it's the same carbon, maybe, in terms of the animal, but you're bringing it for a different reason. You're bringing it because it's a Safek, and when you'll find out, you'll bring your Asham Me'ilot, Vadai.
In fact, the Torah,
That's right. The Chachamim are Purdrin Bichlal, because we'll see, they learn out that you only bring an Asham Kolor where you would have a Chiyav Chatas, namely that it's an Isser Karet, and there's no Isser Karet on Me'ila. And therefore there's no Asham Tolor on Me'ila. Umoda Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Akiva's motive, you don't have to pay. Sheino may be at Me'ilato, you don't have to pay your money, because money is only where you know that you owed it. Money follows monetary definitions in terms of law. And you never pay money where there's no clarity about owing the money. You're the mochzik in the money. That is true. I don't have it. Didn't come. No, it did not come. It's unreal. Huh?
Everybody else is getting attachments.
I don't know. That's a little strange. And the Chacham, so Rabbi Akiva is motor, you don't have to pay until you know Ashivadalo. And at that time, when it's no Dalo, that is when Viyavi Imo Asham Vadai. Then you pays your money and you brings your Asham Vadai. Oh, Rabbi Tarpitz said, that is the most inefficient thing I ever heard of. The guy's going to end up basically bringing two carbonas, doing the same thing. Why not just up front? Pay your money.
As if you did it,
and then you don't have to bring another Asham. Because what you can do is you can say, look, I don't know what the story is, but if I ended up doing it, how about if this is my Asham Me'ilas? So you're saying, how can you bring an Asham Me'ilas Bichara Sofek? If I didn't do it, I'm only Mr. Park, so this should bring my Asham Toloi. One way or the other, that way you're Yotze. Of course, it's true you have to pay your money, because if you didn't pay your money, you're not going to be Mechaper with an Asham. But over here, I should be Mechaper.
Don't you need to know?
No, that's what Rabbi Tarpitz is saying. You don't need to know. Because you make it tonight. Normally you need to know because you can't make it tonight. But since over here you have the great coincidence that the Asham Toloi and the Asham Vada is exactly the same carbon, so here you've got a great opportunity to make it tonight, which is wonderful.
If you're high on the Asham Toloi.
Yeah. Yes, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita. Alright. So therefore, pay your Asham, pay your Shnei Slayim, the Yomar, and then you make a condition. If I definitely was Moel, so here's my carbon Me'ila, here's my money, I mean Zumilati, Vizu Hashemin, here's my carbon Hashem on my Me'ilas. V'im Suffik Ma'alti, if it's still a Suffik, and we'll never find out that I was Moel, great! Then the money I'm paying is a gift, because I don't owe the money until I know I did it, and this becomes an Hashem Toloi, because after all, in this case, you're going to be bringing the same carbon, whether you did it or whether you're a Masipik if you did it. So you might as well be Yotze, and that way you only have to bring it once. Omer Rabbi Akiva, yeah, that's great. Where the monetary value of the Me'ila was insignificant. Okay? So you're talking about 25 cents worth of Me'ila. Yes, it's worthwhile to do it this way. But how about if you were more than $2 million? So now you're going to say, well, I mean, listen, you could save yourself the $20 for your carbon by paying up your $2 million up front. Right. So why in the world would somebody want to do that? So Hareshiyavoli, they suffered Me'ila, the Me'a Mana, and if it's $1 million suffered Me'ila, so now it's also a great idea to pay up your Me'ila in advance? Lo Yafala, doesn't make more sense. Pay your $2 for an Asham Toloi, keep your $1 million, which means that apparently, Modi Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfa Bibi Ila Muta. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva is Moda that it's doable. He's just saying, what's the point? Okay?
Up to it.
Right, up to it.
When he says, that means, Al
Tanai? Suffolk money of the Me'ila. Al Tanai, that it should be a Nadova. That's a heck of a Nadova. I mean, probably that would satisfy even Moshe Weingarten.
Maybe.
No, about it. V'im Nefesh. So then, it says by Asham Toloi, and remember that Asham Toloi follows immediately upon the Psukim of Asham Me'ilot. It's not only the same animal, it's basically the same set of parshiot that it talks about. So there it says, So the im nefesh. You know, we talk about the fact that he was avalachas veloyada, if he was asta veloyada. So the avi, this he brings his Ashim Tolman. That means that you're being mechayev, you are sotik milot Ashim Tolman, divi Rabbi Akiva. Now, we thought that what Rabbi Akiva meant was that since they're right next to each other, that means that we learn the upper pasuk from the lower pasuk. The upper pasuk is talking about an Asham Mi'ilot, continues the pasuk, and how about if you're Misufak? Now that goes back on the Asham Mi'ilot as well. In the end, we're going to see that we've got a different issue over here, which is the Vav, Ve'im. And that Vav is going to attach the two issues. But right now we don't know that. The Chachamim Potrim. Now, the Chachamim say, no, there's no din of bringing an Ashim Talui for Mi'ilah. What are they arguing then? Shall we say that the Machlokas is the question of how to understand the placement of one parasha next to the next parasha, that Rabbi Akiva holds, look, the Limud in the Torah goes up as well. We're starting a new discussion now about Asher Mi'ilot, but that's meant to reflect on the previous discussion. And therefore, that's called L'meidin Elyon Mitachton. The previous discussion is having light shed upon it from the continuing discussion. In this case, in other words, the Asham Mi'ilot is shedding light upon the above, the Asham Talui is shedding light on the above parasha of Asham Mi'ilot. And the Rabbanan every in the Meidin Elyon Mitachton. The Rabbanan hold when you start a new issue, it's a new issue and it doesn't reflect on what was written before it. Says Rav Papa, no, that's not what they're arguing about. And I can prove to you it's not what they're arguing about. Kuleyam Meidin Elyon Mitachton. For sure, everybody agrees that an upper parasha is learned from what follows. Why do I say that? Because how else do you think that we know that a Karban Ola that's being brought from Ben Habakar, which is the first parasha in the different parashat of Olah, how do you know that it has to be brought on, shechted, on the northern side of the Azara? It doesn't say anything about that in that parasha. It only mentions it, interestingly enough, in the next parasha. And yet, everybody is ready to accept. It's a given that you have to shecht any Karban Olah, even if it's a Ben Abakar on the northern side. Lo mashkachas lo. They would never know that unless they're lemeidin elyon minatachton. Okay. Elohocha, in the time of the Rabbanan, the Patra, you know why the Rabbanan Patra over here? Not because they say we shouldn't reflect upon the upper parsha, but rather they say, since it says by a korban chatas, achat mi mitzvot Hashem, and it says exactly the same lashon by an Ashim Talui, v'asta v'lo yada, b'achas mitzvos Hashem. That was our drasha, whether it's mitzvahs or mitzvos. But the same word of mitzvah appears in both parashot, by the chatas kavua and by the Ashim Talui. So mala alanda v'ashachayavim azdono karein v'ashigigat chatat. Just like we know that by a Karban Chatas, we learn out from Avodah Zarah, it's only where your Chayev, if you had done it b'mezid, you would be Chayev Karet. And that's where your Chayev Chatat. Av koshe Chayavin azdono karet vasveko chatat. There you bring Ashigigato Asham Talui. So if you had brought now a Chatas because you did it b'shogeg, then you would bring an Asham Talui for doing it b'safek. But if the Me'ilah, where you do not have a Chiyav Chatat, and you do not have a Chiyav Karet, you certainly would not bring an Ashim Talui. La Fuke Me'ilah, the Ein Chayavin Azdono Karet. That's why we argue on Rabbi Akiva. Namely, the Torah says, Beferush, so to speak, through this Gzerah Shavah, that there's no Chiyav of an Ashim Talui on Me'ilot. How do we know that there's no chiyuv of karet on mi'ilah? The Tanya, hezid b'mi'ilah, somebody who does mi'ilah purposefully. Rebbe Ober Yerchayev nisa mini midei shamayim, v'chachamim omrim ba'azhara, you're only chayev elo ta'aseh, and therefore, certainly not according to any shita, are you chayev karet. on Megillah. Therefore, you won't be chayav a korban of an Hashem Talmud. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, you are correct. There does exist a Gzerah Shavah that teaches me mitzvot. Hashem Talmud from Chatas Kavua. That I learned from Chatas Kalev. But, ki yalfinan mitzvot b'chatas Kalev, where do we apply that Gzerah Shavah? Lahachi, it's only for the following limud. The alfinan mala halam b'kavua, afkan b'kavua. That just like the chatas chelev is a korban kvua, it's not olev yoreh, depending on how much money you have, how much you can afford. So too an asham talui is not brought on, for instance, knis el amigdash, where you're mesupik if you went into the amigdash when you were tamei, because there, even if you varai did that, you would be bringing an asham, I mean a chatas, that is defined by how much you can afford. On such a thing, you don't bring an asham taloi if you're misupak. But that's what it's coming to teach you. Lafuki korman v'olav yorah delo. But it is not coming to teach me that if you don't have a chiyuv karet on the mezid, that you do not bring an asham taloi. That not. And the rabbanan say, what do you mean? You can't arbitrarily define what gzeir shava means. If you admit that there's a gzeir shava of an asham taloi to a chatas chela, it's got to be across the board. Because we have a klal, ein gzeirah shavah lemechtza. You can't apply it halfway. So if you're willing to admit that the gzeirah shavah exists to exclude a korban ola v'yoreh, and to say that you would not be chayav an asham toloi in a suffik ola v'yoreh, then you have to admit that you're not going to be chayav an asham toloi on a suffik of me'ima where there's no chiyuv karet v'mezit. So I don't understand you, Rabbi Akiva. How are you coming off of ignoring the Gzera Shava? And why are we claiming that this is the Machlokas? Are you saying now, Michlal the Rabbi Akiva Savar, Yesh Gzera Shava Lomechta? Are we now willing to suggest? Is this what Rapapa means? That Rabbi Akiva holds that we can apply a Gzera Shava partially? Ooh, that is a telling blow. Okay, I changed my mind. Let's understand the machlokes like this. Of course, kulei alma ein gzeir shavlamet. For sure, there'd be no way to apply it halfway. So how then does Rabbi Akiva get away with saying that you are chayav an asham migilot for an asham migilot an asham talui? I'll tell you. It's that vav up there. It wasn't just the fact that it was written nearby. That vav is a special pasuk that's coming to teach me something, right? So that ve'im, Ve'im nefesh, that vav is mosif al inyan rishon, and therefore forces me to apply the dinim of asham talui back onto asham mi'ilot, and it's as if it's saying, look, don't apply your gzereshav across the board, because I'm telling you b'feirush, in this case, that you have a limud to asham talui, from asham talui to asham mi'ilot.
The vav means the whole.
You mean this is good?
The vav means the whole, but the gzera shava is applied for other issues, not me'ila. In other words, me'ila is learned from this vav. All other dinim are learned out from the gzera shava. Whereas the rabbanan say, now wait a minute, that's not what that vav is coming to teach me. That vav, you're right, there's a vav, but that teaches that the second parasha, namely the parsha of Hashem Tolui, is to be learned from the first parsha. For what purpose? I'll tell you for what purpose. The Gomar means the Tachlon of the Gomar Yalion, that an Hashem is worth Kesef Shkalim. The only carbon in the Torah, where the Torah defines the value of the carbon, is the Hashem Mi'ilas. And over there it says, pay 2 shekel for your carbon. Now, do I know that that's the case by an Hashem Tolui? Only because of the vav. So the Torah is Bakish. It compares Hashem Tolui to the Hashem Mi'ilot to tell me that an Hashem Tolui also is Kesef Shkalim. And Rabbi Akiva says, you're 100% right. But Ein Hekesh Lebechtza, you can't use that vav only in one direction. And therefore, you have to learn out A, as you say, that the Asham Mi'ilot
teaches us about an Asham Talui that it's worth Shnei Shkalim, but B, that the Asham Talui teaches us that you're Chayim and an Asham Milot where you're Mesupak an Asham Talui? Huh. So, wait a minute, are we now saying that the Rabbanan hold Yesh Hekesh Lemechza? I mean, certainly that's a general rule. All over Shas, we know that we continue on with the halakha that the hekesh is all or nothing. You're right. The truth is, kuleyama ein hekesh lemechza. The Rabbanan also agree. You can't go halfway on a hekesh. The Rabbanan is saying, look, the gzereshova of mitzvat takes you away from the hekesh and you strike a balance. So the tachton we learn from the Elyon, the din of whether you bring an Asham Me'ilas, on the other hand, for an Asham Me'ilas and Asham Talud, is learned out of the Gzereshov of Mitzvot, and therefore you're Mekayim both halachas. The Rebbe Akiva says, well, I'll tell you, the truth is, there's only one choice as to what to learn out of the Bible. Because I don't really need the Hekesh to teach me the value of two shkalim for an Asham Talmud. I know that from the fact that the Torah says, Zot Torat HaAsham, Torah Achat L'Kola HaShamot. Since the Torah puts together all of the Ashamot under one general rubric of Asham, therefore it's coming to teach me that they are all the same. If you give to me a value of Shnei Shkalim in one, namely the Asham Mi'ilot, I automatically know that the Asham Talui is two. Why do I need the Ve'im to teach me that? Therefore, there's no choice. The Ve'im has got to be teaching me the din of Asham Talui, even on Asham Mi'ilot. There you go. Rabbanan say, well, that's true, but it would not teach you about an Asham Talui. You know why? Because Apaga Bechtiv Zot Torah Asham, I still need the Ve'im Nefesh to teach me with the Vav, Mosif Al Inyan Rishon, and that the Tachton, the second one, namely the Asham Talui, is derived from the Elyon, namely the Asham Mi'ilot. You say, why? Doesn't it say Zot Torah Asham? It does indeed. But think for a minute. Let's be intelligent about this. You've got a lot of different Ashamot. You want to tell me, how about an Asham of a Shifcha Harufa? How do I know that you have to bring it for two Shkalim? Yes, indeedy. It says Zot Torah Asham. But now think for a minute. A guy who's bringing an Asham Talui is taking the place of a Chatat Kavua that he's not sure he has to bring. Suppose he was sure he had to bring, how much would he have to pay for his Chatas Kavua? 2 bits! So you're telling me now when he's not sure he has to pay a full value of 2 shkalim, but if he definitely did it, then he pays a quarter. Does that make sense to you? Obviously, the Asham Talui should be excluded from the din of Shnei Shkalim, because it's insane.
And how would I know
to
exclude it?
Why
couldn't it be the same?
Mitzad
HaSvara.
That's
good enough?
Yeah, it can't be different than the... can't be more chamor than the Chatat. So, Hanimili Bishar HaShamot Vada'in. But at Asham Talui, since the Asham Talui is even the Al-Safik Chalif Kasi, it's coming for the Safik of eating Chalif. Remember, the model for Chataot, we call it Chatat Chalif. So we call the Asham Talui on the Chatat Chelet. That's just the way we refer to Chataot. So Ema, I would certainly have suggested that lo yesh sfeiko, chamur mi vada'ot. You can't have a safek, a doubt, being more chamur than definite. I mean, if the vada'i chatas is worth a bat danka, it's worth 2 bits. A danka is literally a sixth of a shekel, and over here you're talking about paying 2 dinar. So ab sveko asham bar danka, we should pay the same amount for an asham. Therefore, we need the Torah to write the vav v'im nefesh to tell me that the vav is mosif al inyan rishon, and now you balance out the vav with the mitzvot, and you're mekayim all of the dinim, and everything works out just fine. Yeah, but remember back in Zvachim that there was a mandiyamar who refused to accept that Zot Torat on anything. Zot Torat HaMenachot was the question of, actually it was Menachos, was the question over there. And he said, Zot Torat HaMenachot does not teach me Torah Akad V'Kol HaMenachot. By which extension we would say, Zot Torat HaSham does not teach me Torah Akad V'Kol HaShamot. So, Hanich HaLamandadori Zot Torat HaSham. if Rabbi Akiva is understood in context of the Mandi Amar holds that Zotorat Hashem means Kol HaShemot, fine. Then we understand why Rabbi Akiva is forced to use the Vav to teach me that in Hashem Tolu he applies to Hashem Yilat. But if you... But if, on the other hand, you learn that Zot Torat is not a proof that things are the same, then Rabbi Akiva is in the same pickle that the Rabbanan are. He has to use the Bav to teach me the din of the value of the Hashem Ilot, and that it's going to be worth, in fact, Shnei Shkalim. So now, he should say the same thing that the Rabbanan say. Look, I have a use for my Hekish, namely, Shnei Shkalim. I have a use for my Gzereshava Mitzvot, namely, Noah Sham Talui. So why apply the Hekish going backwards? Apply the Hekish only going downwards. This is what the Rabbanan said. Because he doesn't have an alternative source for the Shnei Shkalim. So Laman Delo Dorsh Zot Torat Hashem Ma'ika L'meima. How is he going to know that there's the value of two shkalim? Answers the Gemara. He learns it out anyway, without coming on to the Vav, and without coming on to Zot Torah. How is that? He says the word Be'erkecha appears in all of the Hashemot, or I mean, not in both of these Hashemot, and in the Hashem Me'ilot, it says Be'erkecha Shnei Shkalim. So therefore, I apply the Be'erkecha that's used, the Kesef Shkalim, and that's in the Asham Ni'ilot, and I apply that to the Stam word, Be'erkecha, that is referred to in the Asham Talui. So I learned that from Asham Ni'ila. How about Asham Ni'ila, where it doesn't say Asham Shibkecha Rufa, where it doesn't say Be'erkecha? If I don't have Zot Torah to Asham, so how now do I know Asham Shibkecha Rufa? Until now I was very happy, because Zot Torah Hashem addressed everything. Am I doing something wrong again?
That wasn't the same.
No, I don't know what signs are.
No,
So the Hashem Harufa, where it does not say Be'erkecha, how do I know that over there I also pay Shnei Shkalim? I learned that out from Be'el. El Hashem, since El Hashem is defined in one place, in the Kesef Shkalim, I apply it also to the din over here of the Shivka Chagufa. Okay, we'll leave the little piece, I guess. Unless you're willing to go ahead. It's fine. No, it's just so late. I see people's faces dropping. If President Bush had to end his speech just because of good old Barack Obama, I mean, I should stop.
Richie has been up the whole time.
I know. It's amazing. There's nothing like a trip to the airport that takes your whole night to keep you up in the morning.
Is there a jet lag issue driving the airport like that?
What?
Is there a jet lag issue?
Yeah, no, not for me. Okay.
Massive coffee and shit.
Okay, continues the Mishnah. Motor Rabbi Akiva. Now, take a look at the language of the Mishnah. It doesn't make any sense. The language says that what? That in a case where you've got a suffix, you make it tnai, right? And you say, v'im suffix ma'alti. What do you mean, im suffix ma'alti? Of course it was a suffix. I mean, that was the case. Right. Were a suffix. What do you mean, v'im suffix ma'alti? So he asks the Gemara, what is that supposed to mean? Im suffix, my karma, what are you saying? Of course it's a suffix. No, it means im suffix, in other words, if this suffix ends up remaining a suffix till the end of time, and I never find out anything about it, im bisfeko beid la'olam, so then it should be an ashram toloi. Since bimin shevi ala hoda, maybe ashram hoda. But so, ki mityadale boile tuya ashram vadai. But basically, isn't this a problem? Doesn't the Torah say that Yediyah is Mechayev a korban? That's the whole parsha of Chatz says that. Ohoda elav katato. So the moment that you find out, that's Mechayev you a korban. So I don't understand. What are you gaining by turning your Ashram Toler into a super Ashram Toler? But you still, when you find out, the knowledge is Machayev and Hashem Vadai. says Rava, proceed from here, Amar Rava, Midivrei Shnehem, the whole discussion over here between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva takes for granted the most astonishing thing. We learn from here that an Asham Vadai does not require Yediyah, and that the whole issue of Yediyah is Adin and Chatas, not in Asham. It's a different type of Karban. And what we assumed was a given, that the finding out of the Chet is Machayev the Karban, is simply not the case when it comes to the Asham Vadai. So if you bring make a Tnai on your Suffolk, you're going to be Yotze, just as if it was Nisyada, which is amazing.
It must be something different also in the Chet.
Yes. Well, no, but in the nature of Ashamas, yes. In other words, what you're relating to is not the Chet. That's really important. You're relating to the way you feel about the Chet, your relationship to the Chet, which is always a different element of Kapar, as we saw back in Elkis Tshuva. Am I dealing with the sin qua the sin, or am I dealing with the sin and its impact on me? It's impossible to consider bringing a chatas toloi, because a chatas is a reference always to the chayt. But by the adam that brings an asham, it says ki ye esham, and those are feelings of ashma. It has to do with his guilt, but something that happens to him, rather than what he did outside in the world. So therefore, the asham ilot being also an asham must have a completely different relationship to the chet than a chatas does, as you're pointing out. Yeah. All right, we'll save your zok to have a mishnah for tomorrow in your session. Abba, hang on, we will soon be back to normal tomorrow. It gets better.
Okay, I'm there.
I warned you that you chose the worst possible time to join Dr. Yomi.
But we're happy to have
basically, if you jumped in off the deep end without knowing how to swim, you can be sure you will be an Olympic swimmer by the time we get to Florida.